from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. North Korea finalizing response to U.S. rhetoric. North Korea said Thursday it is finalizing a plan to launch a salvo of four ballistic missiles off the shores of the U.S. territory of Guam, the newest provocation in the war of words between Pyongyang and Washington. The reclusive communist state, in an unusually detailed announcement, said that within a week, North Korean leader Kim Jong-un would be handed a plan to fire the Hwasong-12 missiles over Japan into the waters off Guam. General Kim Rok-yeom, the commander of the North Strategic Rocket Forces, told the state-run KCNA news agency that after the plan is given to Kim, the military would wait for his order. Eddie Bazacalvo is the governor of Guam.
At this point, there has been no change in the security situation here in Guam. I've gotten assurances, again, from all levels, both local command and Washington, D.C., that this island will be defended and is, and the United States military has their forces ready to protect and defend not only Guam, but all American interest in this region and the homeland.
Guam is home to about 163,000 U.S. citizens. A Russian national was arrested Thursday over alleged plans to crash a drone into a U.S. military flight. The Security Directorate of Adana Police said in a statement that Renat Bakiev, an alleged Daesh militant, Daesh being the pejorative for ISIS, was arrested while carrying out surveillance in preparation for an attack at the Incirlik Air Base in southern Turkey's Adana province. The base is used by aircraft carrying out missions in Syria as part of the U.S.-led anti-Daesh coalition. This is VOA News. The International Red Cross and Red Crescent Movement condemns the killing of six Red Cross volunteers by unidentified armed men in the conflict-ridden Central African Republic. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Red Cross headquarters in Geneva.
Red Cross officials say they are shocked and saddened by the killing of their six colleagues, all local Red Cross volunteers. The attack took place on August 3rd in Gambo in Southeast Central African Republic, an area on the border with Democratic Republic of Congo. A spokeswoman for the International Committee of the Red Cross, Aurélie Lachant, tells VOA the volunteers were taking part in a crisis meeting when unidentified gunmen stormed in and began shooting people.
Because of this violence, it means that the population who is in need of humanitarian assistance, it will be difficult to assist the population in such circumstances.
Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. Protests in Kenya as its citizens await the results of Kenya's presidential election, which are expected on Friday. The opposition continues to dispute the results released so far, saying Thursday that it is their candidate, Raila Odinga, who is the rightful winner. From Nairobi, VOA's Joe Craig has the latest.
Kenyans are still waiting to learn the outcome of Tuesday's presidential poll, pitting incumbent Uhuru Kenyatta against opposition leader Raila Odinga. The chairman of Kenya's Independent Electoral and Boundaries Commission, Wafula Chebukati, said Thursday we are now in the final stretch.
All the presidential results from returning officers will reach the National Tallying Center by 12 p.m. tomorrow, that is the 11th of August.
The expectation is that the announcement of the winner will be made soon thereafter. Provisional tallies released by the Electoral Commission so far show Kenyatta with a 9-point lead on Odinga. However, the opposition is rejecting those results as fraudulent, saying the Electoral Commission's computer networks were hacked. Jill Craig, VOA News, Nairobi.
The opposition, by the way, says its calculations show Odinga beating Kenyatta by a margin of more than 600,000 votes. The U.S. Federal Bureau of Investigation agents raided the home of President Donald Trump's former campaign chief in the pre-dawn hours late last month, intensifying their probe of Russian interference in last year's presidential election. The raid on the home of Paul Manafort, a longtime Republican political operative who has deep financial ties to Russia and Ukraine, occurred just outside of Washington in suburban Virginia and without warning. This is Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.